I'm proud to welcome the Secretary General of NATO here to the Oval Office. We've just had a fascinating discussion. First, Mr. Secretary General, you've been a very strong leader. As a matter of fact, you've made NATO a values-based organization that is capable of dealing with the true threats of the 21st century. I appreciate your leadership. I particularly appreciate the fact that you have led the 26 nations of NATO into Afghanistan to help this young democracy. You know what I know, that the real challenge for the future is to help people of moderation and young democracies succeed in the face of threats and attacks by radicals and extremists who do not share our ideology, have kind of a dark vision of the world. I appreciate the fact that you're reaching out to global partners, nations which share our value but have not been considered necessarily considered a part of NATO. I want to thank your view of making sure NATO continues to provide the opportunity for other nations to join NATO. I'm looking forward to Riga. The Riga Summit is a time for us to celebrate the great successes of this partnership, Mr. Secretary General, and I will be there reminding our partners that we have a lot of work to be done in the noble cause of peace. So welcome.
Mr. President, thank you very much, and thank you for giving me your time. I can echo your words. NATO is delivering security in the 21st century. And that means defending values, and that means defending values not only in Europe, but far away from NATO's traditional area. And the case in point, of course, is Afghanistan, where there was a regime which was grossly violating human rights, no women's rights, public executions. There we are trying to assist the Afghan government to establish democracy, to establish human rights, to establish those values. And let me say that when in those actions of NATO, of those brave NATO soldiers, civilians are killed, as happened 2 days ago, that's always a tragedy. That's a tragedy. But let me convince you to look at the broader picture. They are against democracy. Girls did not go to school when the Taliban was running Afghanistan. Now they go to school. Now there is a president. Now there is a government. Civilian victims are a tragedy, but we are there in favor of democracy. They are there to destroy democracy, and they are there to destroy our values. Mr. President, I'm looking forward to the Riga Summit, where we'll see a 21st century NATO delivering security in many, many places of the world, with 50,000 soldiers, including many Americans, on three continents. That is the challenge. But I can tell you that NATO is up to the challenge. NATO is delivering security, and NATO will continue to do this, indeed, with its present, but also with global partners, because terrorism, proliferation, failed states and failing states are global threats we have to face and to counter on a global scale. Mr. President, once again, thank you very much for being here.
Yes, sir. I'll answer a couple of questions this morning. Jennifer. It says to me that we must double our effort to work with the international community to persuade the Iranians that there is only isolation from the world if they continue working forward on such a program. And I've read the speculation about that. That's what they may be doing. But whether they've doubled it or not, the idea of Iran having a nuclear weapon is unacceptable. And it's unacceptable to the United States, and it's unacceptable to the nations we're working with in the United Nations to send a common message. Karen.
Sir, do you agree with the Vice President that a dunk in the water is a no-brainer when it comes to interrogating a terrorist?
This country doesn't torture. We're not going to torture. We will interrogate people we pick up off the battlefield to determine whether or not they've got information that'll be helpful to protect the country. Kyle. Kyle, I understand people here in Washington have already determined the outcome of the election. As I said in my press conference the other day, I've seen it before where people start measuring the drapes in their new offices before the vote has been counted. In other words, they're taking the people's vote for granted. This election is going to be determined by how our candidates run locally. And I believe if they continue to emphasize the big issues, keeping taxes low and protecting the American people, we'll win. And so we'll see how the outcome comes. I know there's a lot of speculation here in Washington, D.C., and there's a lot of fascination by the, you know, listening to these pundits and people who are giving their opinions. All I can tell you is what I see. I see enthusiasm amongst Republicans. I see candidates who are saying, vote for me, I will work to make sure America doesn't get attacked again. And I'm seeing candidates saying, I understand that if we run up your taxes like the Democrats do, it's going to hurt this economy. And so we'll keep your taxes low. Thank you all very much.